September 17, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. What's the good of temptation? There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The word temptation has come down in the world. We are apt to use it wrongly. Temptation is not sin. It is a thing we are bound to meet if we are men. Not to be tempted would be to be beneath contempt. Many of us, however, suffer from temptations from which we have no business to suffer, simply because we have refused to let God lift us to a higher plane, or we would face temptations of another order. A man's disposition on the inside, for example, what he possesses in his personality, determines what he is tempted by on the outside. The temptation fits the nature of the one tempted and reveals the possibilities of the nature. Every man has the setting of his own temptation, and the temptation will come along the line of the ruling disposition. Temptation is a suggested shortcut to the realization of the highest at which I aim, not towards what I understand as evil, but towards what I understand as good. Temptation is something that completely baffles me for a while. I do not know whether the thing is right or wrong. Temptation yielded to is lust, deified, and is a proof that it was timidity that prevented the sin before. Temptation is not something we may escape. It is essential to the full orbed life of a man. Beware lest you think you are tempted as no one else is tempted. What you go through is the common inheritance of the race, not something no one ever went through before. God does not save us from temptations. He succors us in the midst of them. Hebrews 2:18. That's the end of Oswald's text. Temptation is not sin. It is a normal part of life. However, temptation is always an appeal to our baser nature. It is not usually even an appeal to something evil. It is most often an appeal to our selfishness or self-centeredness. Christ was tempted in the wilderness by Satan. Satan appealed to three tendencies of human nature. These are what I have abbreviated as give me, see me, and serve me. We all lust for things. We all lust to be seen or recognized for our achievements. And we all lust for the chance to have power over others. Most of the things we lust for are things many would say are good things. However, the paradigm of the divine existence is exactly the opposite of human existence. God's way is the way of humility and other-centeredness. Another way to put this would be give you, see you, and serve you. That's what God does, and that's what Jesus does. If you will recall, Jesus entered into the human plane as what appeared to all who did not see or hear the angels as an illegitimate child, born in poverty, low class, and otherwise considered of no count. This was the supreme evidence of his humility. He was willing to give up his godness to be an absolute nobody human. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples just before he allowed himself to be beaten, stripped naked, and nailed to a cross to suffocate to death. This was the supreme evidence of his divine give you intention. Jesus prayed for the humble and resisted the proud. Jesus would ultimately be glorified again and have everything be seen and applauded and praised by all, and be served by every person who ever existed. But the pathway to glory could not go by any shortcut, and all who will call Jesus Lord and Master cannot reach their highest potential by taking any shortcuts either. Whenever you are faced with any temptation to do anything in order to get, to be seen, or to show your personal power, remember that this is a shortcut which hinders your progress toward living in the divine paradigm. The way in which Jesus overcame temptation was to realize, first of all, that yield to replace the desire to take with a stronger desire to make his heavenly Father happy. Some have suggested that it might be helpful in overcoming temptation to think about Jesus standing beside or in front of you while you are doing the deed. A consciousness of his presence with you in your moment of temptation will likely help you not to yield as you prefer not to shame yourself in his presence. But the highest motivation not to sin, commit an act which would fracture a relationship, is a passionate love for another. Jesus' incredible love for his Father was the most powerful dynamic in his victory over the temptations thrown at him by